Coming up on Dig It.
I was walking out the door and my brother just stuck the hat on me, handed me the Jack Daniels and went, good luck, kid. And out I went.
I mean, Bono is completely baffled and bemused. I said to him, can you take your shirt off? We just need to measure between your nipples. And he went, okay. We did it.
In the middle of the table, charging was my special commas dog toy.
Oh, no.
All of that right after this. Dig It is sponsored by Starling, the bank that helps you organise your money, build great habits and stay in control of your spending. We talk a lot on this show about how a great garden starts with a bit of a plan and the right environment. Well, money is the same. It's not just about what you have. It's about being intentional with it. How we choose to spend, save and plan. That's what really shapes the way we live.
That is so true. Being good with money isn't about being perfect. It's about building a relationship with your finances that actually works for you and your life. And that's what Starling is all about. They believe that with the right tools, anyone can grow those healthy habits.
One habit I found so helpful is separating your spending. It's that peace of mind of knowing exactly what's for the bills, what's for the fun stuff, and what's actually left over.
And that's a tool that Starling offers in their app. They call it Spaces. It's basically a pot of money sitting within your Starling current accounts, kept separate from your main balance, so you're never dipping into the wrong pot by accident.
I desperately need one for the garden. Anyone who knows me knows my plant budget can get, well, a little out of hand.
Exactly. And you can even create free virtual debit cards linked to each space, so you can only ever spend what you've planned to, making life that little bit easier.
Search Starling to find out more. Good with money starts here.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Hi, Joe. How you doing, darling?
Hi, happy week. I'm all right. I'm good. Thank you. Nice to be here with all our diggers.
Lovely to be here. We have so much to dig into that I think we should get digging. And we first have an email from Leanne. She says, I'm 40, no kids. I'm very much on the path of not having them, which I'm absolutely fine with. What I'm not fine with, however, is children in pubs. What? Specifically, beer gardens, where the children are sprinting around like they're in some sort of Olympic qualifier. I'm not anti-children, really, but a pub where there's pints, glass, dogs and the general vibe of adult unwinding, it completely changes the atmosphere. You only need one child screaming or banging on a table and suddenly you're in a creche. What are your thoughts? Am I being unreasonable? From Leanne.
Leanne, you're quite angry.
Yeah, my Lord. Aren't pubs places to go and have a nice time? Families, everything.
I mean, I was brought up in a pub, pretty much. We lived next door to a pub. And even before we lived there, my dad used to go to the Working Men's Club and I would be hanging out in the garden with a bottle of pop and a bag of crisps.
Yeah, they'd always do that, wouldn't they? Bring out a bottle of pop and a bag of crisps.
Always, always. But we had our happiest time sitting in pub gardens. It was a proper family social event with other families and you'd play with other kids and you'd socialise. And I think that's kind of what beer gardens are for. I think if you want to not have any kids around, you go to a bar or you go to a more, you know, there's quite a distinction between adult pubs and family friendly pubs. So you just choose to go to your adult pubs, I think. And there are so many ways to entertain children now. So if people are taking their kids to pubs, I bet the chances are you'll see quite a few of them on screens.
Or playing card games or something.
Playing card games, stuff like that. But I think kids should absolutely be allowed in beer gardens. I think that's where families can go to entertain themselves, to be meet up with their friends and have a really nice family time.
It's such a weekend thing as well, isn't it? I mean, yeah. To be honest with you, my kids hated pubs for a while. They used to hate pubs and walks. And on a Sunday, you'd go, right, we're going to go on a walk. And then we're going to the pub. They'd be like, oh. But they'd meet other children. Sometimes they were climbing frames, you know, and I, as a parent, would always try and take something to entertain them with. So whether that little be little games or toys and stuff like that. And I was always aware of trying to stop them, you know, ruining anyone else's. I always had that thing if someone was on a date and, you know, Woody would come and go, hello, I'm Woody, who are you? And he'd be like, leave them alone, they're on a date. But I definitely think pubs, especially at weekends, that is such a family thing. Even meeting up with friends. And I know all the pubs around here are very dog friendly, family friendly. I guess there's a few that might be a bit more, you know, sport pubs where people want to go and watch the match and you might not want the kids running around there. But I'm definitely from a family that went to pubs a lot and when we were kids and I've always really enjoyed that. I think, Leanne, you might just need to find bars, perhaps, like Joe says. Because also I can see why you're concerned. Kids are running around and there's glass and there are dogs and, you know, but you don't have to look after those kids. Inevitably, kids fall over. They break things. It happens. But if it is ruining your day, maybe go somewhere else. Because quite frankly, I speak on behalf of families with kids. Parents need to go to the pub sometimes and just kick back a little bit. And kids need to run around. They're kids, you know?
It's what they do. They're excited. It's the weekend. Yeah. They're not at school. They're meeting up with their mates. They're with their mum and dad or whoever's looking after them. And they just want to have a bit of fun. So they're super, super excited.
And also, the more you try to make children behave when they're a certain age, the more they're going to kick back. Because if you try and restrain children in stressful situations like supermarkets and on aeroplanes, I have a real thing that whenever I'm on an aeroplane now, if a parent is having a nightmare with a kid who's really upset, who's screaming, or a kid who wants to play with you sitting in front of them, or they're walking up and down, I will always be like, I've been here, I get it. I've got, you know, it's like solidarity. You know, Woody used to scream. He used to run around. He was so hyperactive in the most gorgeous way, but it was quite stressful sometimes. And people would give you such a hard time. And you're like, I can't help it. He's just a little boy. So I'm always on the side of people with noisy kids. I'm like, come on. And I'll often be like, if you need some help, come and get me. If you want someone to entertain them, pull stupid faces, make puppets out of paper bags, you know, ever the kids TV presenter, you know, because I'm in solidarity of parents, you know, with kids having a meltdown. I remember Woody, you know, having a meltdown in the supermarket, just lying down in the supermarket, people wheeling around him. I'm like, and they'd say, your child, you know, he's really, really tired. It's like, I know, I'm really tired as well. Please don't tell me how to parent my child. This is not an ideal situation for me either. So I'm very much on the side of people with kids. Like, the kids are going to muck about. They're going to be naughty. It's going to happen. Leanne, find yourself a nice bar somewhere where it's really quiet.
Yeah.
Because pubs, I think kids should be allowed, definitely.
If you're loving Dig It so far, why not hit follow or subscribe? And that way you will get brand new episodes as soon as they're out. So we've had another question and this is Jodie. Hi, Jodie. She says, hi, you two. I loved your What Were You Like in the 90s videos that you both did. That photo of Zoe with a cigarette and a bottle of Jack Daniels is totally iconic and burnt into my memory from back then. Do you remember that being taken? I would love to hear the story behind it. Over to you, Zoe Ball.
Well, that was the morning that I went to get married.
I remember.
And there is a bit of a story behind it because I hadn't slept. I'd been trying to make a mixtape to play at the sort of ceremony when people were walking in. And this is why I don't DJ out, Joe, because basically I'd stayed up all night. I might have had a couple of drinks and my brother came down and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was in the lounge with CDs everywhere. Like, and I was like, "I've only got to track 4. And he's like, "I think we need to get you to bed so you could have a little nap before you get married." So I'd hardly had any sleep. I'd packed my bag and we were going off on a sort of secret mission because the press was sort of following. So there was this great plan. It was all quite fun. And I was walking out the door and my brother just stuck the hat on me, handed me the Jack Daniels and went, "Good luck, kid." And out aww, I went. And yeah, and that was the beginning of what was a quite an exciting 4-day weekend. And the kids, my kids love this picture. They're like, "Mom, we love this picture. It really sums you up." And I'm like, it doesn't sum up who I am now at all. But I suppose it kind of sums up who I was at that point. But it was that thing of being nervous and excited and distracted. And yeah. But the thing I'm really proud of is those jeans, I kept them because, you know, there are certain clothes that you keep because they're special. And my friend said, "Keep some of your stuff for Nell, you know, because she might want it one day. Or keep some of your stuff as memories." And I was like, I will never get back in those trousers, but I've kept them and I can get in them.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was an amazing weekend.
It was an amazing weekend. It was, I remember. I've got a photograph of you on my windowsill just over there.
The photos.
There was a bouncy castle. It was great. Oh my God.
And your India played the recorder.
Yeah, she hijacked the wedding party.
The Radio 1 bus was late. I got amazing photos of the whole gang. Yeah, it was a great weekend.
It was really happy. It was really fun. It was really beautiful. It was so nice. Yeah. And you can get back into those jeans again, which is amazing.
Which is the greatest news. So then it comes to this picture, which is you measuring Bono's nipples.
Yeah.
What is the story about? And you look like you're in a swimming pool. Where are you?
Okay, so there's this photograph and this is Pat Connor, who was my producer at Radio 1 at the time. We have a tape measure and Bono is in the middle of us and we have a tape measure and we are measuring the distance between Bono's nipples. Why, you ask, are you doing this? Because it was a competition for some winners to come along. I think it was Rotterdam we went to and you two were playing. I think it was the pop tour. These are all hazy memories. And the prize was going to the listeners who could accurately tell us the measurement between his nipples.
So 90s.
I mean, Bono is completely baffled and bemused. You look at him, he's got his dark shades on. He's going, "What the hell? Why he agreed to this, I have no idea." But somehow I said to him, "Can you take your shirt off? We just need to measure between your nipples." And he went, "Okay." We did it.
Oh, God. And the person who was closest to the exact measurement got to go and see them on tour.
I think that was the prize. I might be completely and utterly wrong.
My
but anyway,
gosh.
It was the 90s. It was an idea for a quiz and competition and Bono went along with it. Hilarious.
And what a brilliant photograph. I mean, it's
so
that good.
I'm having the time of my life. I'm laughing so hard.
This is the thing is when you were a youngster and you were listening to, you know, Unforgettable Fire and the Joshua Tree, could you ever have imagined that in years to come you would be standing with a topless Bono measuring between his nipples? I mean, it's just, you know.
Absolutely not.
Stuff that dreams are made of.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
We've got a voice note from Claire in New Zealand.
I was just listening to the story about the dog toy and your comment that you wouldn't want it secondhand made me laugh. And remember something that happened to me about 5 years ago. We came back after a bank holiday weekend and found our home was burgled. It was just awful. And when I say everything had been taken, everything had been taken. And about 3 or 4 weeks later, we were contacted by the police who had found the who they thought had broken in, and they were going to do a raid. And would we be okay if one of the detectives sort of took us on the raid on their WhatsApp? So it was all very exciting, and there were dogs and police, and we were basically taken on the phone into the dining room of the burglars, and we could see that there was our stuff. There was a bottle of my husband's favourite wine on the top of their fridge, and of the table, charging was my special commas dog toy. And I said, oh yes, the thing on the table is mine. And the police detective laughed and said, don't suppose you want that back then, do you, love?
No.
So that was my story of when my personal dog toy items got burgled, and then someone else was charging them ready for their personal use.
Gosh.
It was a funny thing that came out of an awful, awful thing.
Thanks so much.
Oh, and I run a garden design business too.
Claire.
Bye.
Claire, and listening all the way in New Zealand. That is amazing. And I'm glad there was a bit of joy after something very traumatic. Well, I mean, they were charging it.
They were borrowing her dog toy to use on themselves.
They were drinking the fine wine and like, this looks quite impressive. Never seen one of these before.
Oh, I've got less of a problem with that. Yeah, they're having a great night. Time of their lives, Claire. I mean, these stories get better and better and better. The things that happen to people is just ludicrous. The more the better. The more you send to us, the better. It's so funny.
Question from Louisa. She says, I keep seeing these 5 minute lunch videos all over TikTok and I'm obsessed. So I want to know, if you've got 5 minutes, you're in your kitchen and you need to make yourself something delicious, what are you making? Oh, Louisa, I always think, should I get TikTok? But I'd waste enough time.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do TikTok.
I don't think Nell would allow me to have TikTok. I'm not allowed Snapchat, that's for sure. So 5 minutes, what are you going to make, Joe?
Okay, two options. One, bowl of cereal. I'm obsessed with cereal.
What cereal?
Day, morning, afternoon. Well, usually I like an old-fashioned cornflake, but also like Alpen. I bought a box of Alpen the other day, and I literally can't have it in the house because I'll eat the whole packet in 2 days.
A bit of Alpen,
I just love a bit of muesli. And so I need to stop that. So I'm not going to buy any more Alpen. But if I was going to make myself a nice lunch, I am very partial to the Ainsley Harriet packets of couscous that he does. There's one which is a Moroccan medley, and you can't beat that. It takes about 5 minutes. You literally just pour boiling water and it's very, very tasty. And I have that. I have a can of Heinz vegetable soup, a dollop of hummus and some grated cheese on top. And that is my lunch. Takes you literally 6 minutes, I reckon.
Does that all go in together?
Yeah.
That sounds quite mad.
I've eaten it forever and a day. I've eaten it for about 20 years. I really, really love either rice or couscous and then soup and then some grated cheese and hummus.
Okay.
Cottage cheese with pineapple. Sorry, final ingredient, cottage cheese with pineapple.
Oh, my God. My head. I can't cope. This is absolutely bonkers. Wow.
I eat it like 3 times a week. I love it.
Does the hummus not go all weird and runny?
Oh, it all just blends together really nicely. You can kind of stir it around and blend in all the taste.
All right.
Okay, so that's mine.
Okay, so my immediate go-to, and this happens quite a lot in this house, Heinz tomato soup with chunks of cheese in it. That is when I'm feeling poorly.
Yeah.
That is a great meal. Hopefully I've got a bit of bread of some sort that I can whack big, thick butter on as well to have with that. But that is a meal that all of us will be like, I just need Heinz tomato soup. That one. And also I've got a really good favourite Emily English one at the moment, which is a really quick tuna salad. Can of tuna,
chickpeas in a packet again or in a jar. I love the Bold Beans company. They're brilliant.
Me too.
I love all their beans and
the queen
peas.
Ones, the queen chickpeas and the queen.
Yes. Yeah. So chickpeas, tuna, feta, if you've got it, a bit of, I think it's a bit of lemon juice in there. There, if you've got some rocket, whack that in there. Capers, always have a jar of capers. I love them. They go in there, a bit of salt and pepper. And then if you've got some natural yogurt, which I usually have, because I try to have that quite a lot, mix that in with a bit of, I think there's a bit of mustard in there as well. And you mix that all in. It is so, it's got so much fiber in there. You've got your protein with your tuna and it is delicious. Emily English, her quick tuna salad. And it again takes 5 minutes and I will scoff the lot. And you can put it in the fridge if you don't eat it all, eat it later. It's really good.
And this is why we don't have a cookery show.
I know.
Either of us.
Because we basically open a can of soup.
Yeah.
And a packet of...
Can of tuna.
Something. Yeah. There you go, Louisa. What's yours? You'll have to tell us yours. Brilliant. Anyone else got any good, quick, 5 minute meals in the kitchen? And if you can top Joe's very strange... strange hummus in soup. What? And hang on.
Oh, and cottage cheese with pineapple.
Cottage cheese with pineapple. Do you know what? I do not mind pineapple on a pizza. I don't mind sweet and sour. I'm all right. Cottage cheese has to be plain. I can't do pineapple and cottage cheese.
Zoe. It's
you are so 70s. So 70s is that girl.
It's very hard to get. It's really, honestly, my local supermarket has stopped stocking it, so I have to buy it online now. And I mean, it's like a quest, literally my weekly quest. Can I get some? I ordered 3 tubs the other day because I was so paranoid they were going to run out.
Desperate for it. That is amazing.
Yeah, addicts.
Cottage cheese at breakfast with eggs I really like as well. That's a Lizelle thing, actually. That's like spinach, if you've got, not spinach, a bit of broccoli, if you've got it. If you can be bothered to steam a little bit of broccoli. And then eggs and a bit of cottage cheese, because obviously eggs, you've got, I don't know if you, do you eat eggs? I don't know. Do you eat eggs?
Egg yolk. I don't eat the white, I eat the yolk.
Oh yeah, you've got to separate it all.
It's complicated being me.
I love doing this podcast with you, Joe. The things I have learned about you every week.
Oh my God, all the things we talk about that we never anticipate at the beginning of a session, we're like, what's going to happen? And there we are.
And there we are talking about pineapple with cottage cheese. Do you know what? I've got to do the big shop. If they've got some, I'm going to buy some.
Good luck finding it.
I will try this crazy soup and I will come back and with hummus in it and I will come back to you. And because you can't knock it until you've tried it.
Yeah, exactly.
So thanks, Joe, for I can't guarantee I'm going to like it, but I'm going to try it.
You are most welcome. Enjoy the rest of the week and I'll see you on Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. I love you.
All right, lots of love. Bye.
Dig It is a Persephonica production.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.